morning sickness.
Morning sickness.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I got somebody's emailing me mad about Martin Luther King being a Boy Scout. No one cares. Why couldn't he be a Boy Scout? And I think you might have missed the thing. It's not funny. Yeah, it was really funny, actually. Picture in 1938, Boy Scouts in Georgia saying Scoutmaster and boy, that's
a little bit too real.
A little bit too much of a spotlight, isn't it? It hurt. My Boy Scouts have always been wonderful. In fact, last time one fingered me, I ended up writing him Christmas cards for the next 10 years. I'll never forget that big, thick finger.
Oh. Come on. Right. Man.
Well, I don't like the person emailing me. I don't think so. Humorless. It is time. Well, here we go again. I just saw the pro baseball on tonight. I'm like, why can't we? Anyway, why is Hooters so scared of that? And why would the team be like, don't talk about us being on your TV?
I don't think it is. I think it's who's writing it.
I do too.
Instead of putting insert team here.
Just worried about that could be.
I'm guaranteed that's what it
may
is.
Maybe onto something here.
What does it mean?
I watched my Amarillo Sod Poodles play a little yesterday, too, at AA Baseball. They're playing the Corpus Christi Hooks. I'm loving that about my MLB package. I watched the Cubs for the first time this year. I know. They're my ex. I get it. I don't need the emails. It was a fun game. Good baseball. Diamondbacks, I can get it on the illegally, but currently in a couple of TVs, I don't have the thing. So I have to watch the Sod Poodles. Sod Poodles playing the Hooks, and nobody in Corpus Christi went to the game, but it WNBA crowd.
It's 2024. Can we get rid of blackouts?
Yeah, that's just weird.
Please.
To me. I pay extra.
The Diamondbacks were playing the Mariners in Seattle, and I couldn't watch it.
Make it so the only thing I can do is watch the local broadcast, because all you want is the advertising, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only reason blackouts exist, is so local advertisers get it. So just allow me that.
Yeah.
That's why the Suns were brilliant, putting all their games on free TV.
Yep. Kraken just did it in Seattle. They signed with Prime, and they're going to be on the local TV.
Genius. Expanded the audience from 1 to 3.5 million. It's brilliant. It's better for them to get more eyes on it without being sticklers about those blackout rules. Anyway, Brady will never be blacked out. Well, he's not going to be here Friday. It's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters, and it's all you can wings day. All you can eat wings day. It's all you can wings, too. It's all of them, everything. They're back at Hooters all day, every Wednesday. All the wings you can stuff in that gob for $15.99 per person. No reaching on the plate next to you. You get charged for that, and you should. It's wings day, Brady. We'll see you at Hooters. Brady reported.
Good wings day morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Have a Coke Day.
Got one in my hand right now.
138 years ago, in 1886, Dr. John Pemberton came up with the secret formula. Cooking over a fire in his backyard. And he brought it to the drugstore to serve it straight up with water. And one of the clerks says, let's add some carbonated water
Make
to
bubbles.
It. And a little cocaine.
So essentially, he just brought syrup in.
Yeah.
And then he watered it down a little bit. And you're like, it was pretty good.
Well, the magic elixirs back then were all syrups, weren't they? Like some kind of... Yeah. Cooked down sauce.
Reduction of something. Yeah. I still don't know what Coke is.
38 million gallons are consumed daily.
By me.
Coke is the most understood word in the world.
Wow. There's a stat.
And our former president even had a button on his desk where he could push whenever he wanted his butler to bring him.
Shouldn't,
Trump.
Was it Trump that had? Shouldn't like
loves
rape
Diet Coke.
Be equally as recognizable around the world?
You'd think
like we should have a universal word for that.
I don't know
that.
If it's got the marketing right. appeal that Coke
Not marketing,
does
that's
it.
True. There's no billboards for it, but we should all have an agreement that if you yeah. hear one word, it's bad.
And it doesn't have a logo necessarily.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like something. It's good, though, that it's not. It just seems like something horrible should be universal as well. There's got to be an, like, hello. I guess that's not universal. Recognize, but yeah, I know there's different ways to say it. But
it's up there.
Hmm.
Looks like somebody's got their number yet. No word on whether you can actually get the jersey, but Marvin Harrison Jr. has just tweeted out
his brand new jersey. Can you sell it? Is he part of the NFL?
I don't know.
Number 18, so you can build your own, but you can't buy a sanctioned one.
One other thing that happened on this day in history. 40 years ago, 1984, Joni and Chachi got married on Happy Days.
No kidding.
This was also the... I saw something. This was the final episode of Webster was today. However many years
he went to the NFL.
And then he got drafted by the Cardinals. And he's going to throw to Marvin Harrison Jr. next year. Huh. 40 years ago was 84?
84.
Didn't Joni Loves Chachi already start by then? Or was that around 84 as well?
It had to be close. I mean, if they're getting married.
Because they got married.
Maybe they got married first and then they
And then they started their band and went on tour with Bongo the drummer.
That's right. Oh, my God. I forgot about the band.
84 was also when Russia announced they're boycotting the L.A. Olympics. That was 40 years ago.
Still no Harrison jerseys on the website, so.
Yeah, they're not allowed to sell them yet.
But you can get a J.J. Watt.
Nah. You made such a mark here. He still lives here, though.
A couple of basic fun facts. Lone Star ticks can give you an indefinite allergy to red meat if they bite you. They're found in most of the eastern U.S. and Mexico. They're also called turkey ticks. Or northeastern water ticks. Tattoos are considered a medical procedure in South Korea, so only doctors can legally do them. They're now talking about trying to change that.
Yeah. There's some tattoo artists who don't have medical licenses in South Korea. What a waste of time.
Nike's Air Jordan logo didn't come from the way Michael Jordan looked when he dunked. Came from a photo shoot where he exaggerated his jumping style by doing a ballet move.
Yeah. It's a perfect silhouette of what, I mean, you talk about recognizable. That's got to be in the top 20 in the world of, you know.
It's up there as logo.
Jumpman is unreal. Like, you recognize that immediately.
I wonder if the original photographer got a cut of that because it's on every Air Jordan product.
Yeah, I wonder if they bought it from him outright or if he gets a cut.
Just bought it outright.
There's such a prideful moment in my bald head that when my shadow is just right, I can go, Jordan. That's how impressive Michael Jordan's head is that my own head reminds me of him.
Stick that tongue out.
No. That's not in the Jordan shadow, not the silhouette. If I stick my, I don't look, and I'm not saying I look like him. Brady's confused. I don't say I look like him. My shadow, when it's on the thing, looks like the logo. When you see just, I mean, that's how impressive his head is that if you just put a shadow of Michael Jordan's head up, people are like, that's Michael Jordan. That's pretty recognizable.
John, I know you know this last one. There are 242 different ways to make change for a dollar using just quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies.
I know you know that.
Yeah, he knows I know that because he's calling
the
me.
The nose.
He's calling me a name.
The nose knows.
I know you don't because you never use money. You horse trade everything.
How's about some sauce for that there?
290 ways.
Brady can make a billion ways to make change off your dollar with sauce.
U.S. News and World Report released its annual rankings of the best states based on things like education and economy. This year, Utah is number one for the second straight year. Tops the list mostly because it landed in... Out of the top 10, it had 5 categories in there in the top 10. Second in education. Third place finishes in both economy and infrastructure. New Hampshire is second, followed by Nebraska, Minnesota, Idaho, Iowa, Vermont, Washington State, Florida, and Massachusetts. Arizona falls about 32.
Yeah.
The last state, the worst state, Louisiana. New Mexico is second, followed by Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia.
They're always at the bottom. There's no real reason to even say the last three states in anything. It's always Mississippi, Arkansas, and West Virginia. They're last in everything except teen pregnancy and incest.
And from being in Arkansas, well deserved.
Right. Right. They're putting pickles in their Cokes. I mean, those people will do anything to get off the planet.
Penske Truck just came out with their top moving destination cities of 2023.
Austin, Texas.
You're close. It's in Texas. Houston was number one.
No kidding.
But that'll change.
I've never guessed that. After this week.
Because that virus-carrying Mike Ice is moving there in 3 weeks.
Oh, your friend?
He's moving to Houston. They're in trouble.
Get him out of our town.
I thought you actually created a new virus.
Nope, I got a virus.
Mike Ice virus might be.
The guy Brady first caught COVID from, like, the day after COVID started. There were Chinese people who hadn't heard of it yet by the time Mike gave it to Brady.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
San Antonio, number two. Then it was Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, Las Vegas. Those are the top five.
We're not in it anymore.
Not in 2023.
A couple years from now, Chandler and Surprise will be on that list all the time. Those chip manufacturing plants are going to bring everybody from all over the world here.
Some companies or corporations are saying that good coffee in the office is a part of a job attracting thing that helps people work for that company.
More so than
that's how powerful
indoor
coffee
courts.
Is now. Yeah, they're talking about when we stepped up the game and we got a good coffee maker and good coffee.
Everything got better.
Yep.
Oh, we've never had that problem here.
We've never had that. Brett and I have to get our own.
And to all you listeners out there, no, you idiots. Not my profile, the back of my head, jackasses. No, Jordan doesn't have a Jew nose. I've got 400 of them, like, immediately. Shut up, jerks. How come I can't Caitlin Clark all of you guys into suspensions? Of course I didn't mean my profile. I know that looked like Squidward in the sun.
I know.
But from behind, his head is so synonymous with the silhouette of a bald man that sometimes I'm proud to say I've got that. I don't have any lumps or anything. Jerks.
A new study has found that 99% of cars test positive for cancer-causing chemicals in cabin air. These are the chemical flame retardants, which are added to vehicle interiors, like in the foam, to meet safety standards. Apparently, they can seep into the air, and you breathe it in, and it's bad for you.
Your car is giving you cancer.
And especially in the summer when the interiors get hot.
So Arizona is just filled with cancerous.
Yeah, that's all I think about. Because I've heard this before. Researchers are now concerned, and they say cars are a significant source of exposure to these chemicals, which are associated with cancer, brain development.
Right. You're definitely sucking in some cancerous stuff when your car heats up.
Good news is we're exposed to these trace amounts of these chemicals all the time.
That is good.
That's good news.
That's great news.
Yeah, because the body's pretty good at processing them. And at least for now, the contact is largely unavoidable.
So it's like allergies. The more you're exposed to it, the more you can get over it.
Essentially, what you're saying is it doesn't matter.
The tip is, they're saying that the tip that they're offering is when it's hot, open the car doors, let some air clear out first before
that's how I get in.
Consumer Reports created this petition urging the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to ensure cancer-causing chemicals are kept out of cars, especially ones that may do more harm than good.
You have the magic
which
button.
Just means cars will go up in price. They're taking the foam up
or so it has. Only electric cars will have the non-cancerous stuff in them, and the report will get bigger and bigger, so they can make a stop by.
Have that feature on your key fob, like you hit it three times or something like that, it rolls down all the windows?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think you can do that. You have a Jeep, right? I'll find it.
Keep it in my car. That's right. You can start it up and drive it right away. Don't care. I have insurance for a reason.
This 33-year-old guy in Miami got arrested last week after etching his full name into the hood of a police car. He keyed the hood on the driver's side when no one was inside. His name was Enderlin Leonce.
I am going to go carve the words Brady Bogan in all sorts of cop cars.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, we see what you did.
A cop punched the name into the system. Sorry, he lived nearby. Went to the dude's house. He's like, I did it.
Wow.
He wanted to go to jail or send me back to Haiti. That's where he's from.
She said no
one
ever.
Not exactly the vacation hotspot.
No.
They took him to jail, so mission accomplished.
Worst travel agent ever, jail or Haiti. And I'm sitting there going, which jail? Send me back to Haiti. Whoever is in a position in the United States where Haiti seems better. What have you done here?
Make-A-Wish statue guy?
Yeah, well, no, even still, I'd steal the Make-A-Wish statue kid to avoid Haiti. I know they have pretty beaches and stuff, but their beaches have AIDS. That place is a mess and just like turmoil constantly. It's Haiti is the only sandwich board thing in the airport that says probably shouldn't go to Haiti. It says it at the airport.
Sounds like Maryville. Man.
It's a lot like Maryville. The beaches have AIDS. Have people warn you about it. Like, yeah, you're right. It is Maryville. We have our own little, we should call it Little Haiti.
Panera Bread is eliminating charged lemonade.
There's probably a guy in a gang in Maryville named Little Haiti. Only it's Hatey. I'm Lou Haiti.
So Panera's eliminating charged lemonade. It's from its menu. It's a caffeinated beverage that has sparked multiple lawsuits, caused a public relations nightmare for the company. They've got three separate lawsuits over the lineup of the controversial drinks in recent months, claiming that the high level of caffeine in the product has led to the deaths of two customers and irreversible health complications in another. So, all right, let's take the charged lemonades off the menu. They're revamping that drink. They'll have another type
make it
of
less
drinks.
Deadly.
Yeah,
right. You don't want a deadly lemonade.
And there's a $400 pineapple that's trending online right now.
Put it on my pizza now.
Del Monte originally unveiled it late January, but it was only available in China. Now you can get it in the U.S.
Does it have breasts?
It's called the Ruby Glow Pineapple.
$400 or better.
better.
The only remarkable thing about it is they're slightly red on the outside. If you take a look at a photo of them, yeah, you can tell. They describe the inside as bright yellow, and it has a sweet flavor.
Like a pineapple.
Pretty much like pineapple.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a really, just what you're describing.
Well, that narrows it down.
So let me get this right. This expensive one is, you can identify it because it's yellow inside and tastes sweet like a pineapple.
But people who say they've had it, you know, bought the pineapple, it's a hybrid that's supposed to be sweeter and slightly less bitter. Again?
Pineapple.
Yeah, but the reason why they're planning on selling 5,000 of them this year, and 3,000 next year, so it's
$400 a pop.
Yep,
decent haul.
What a scam!
One place you can get this,
what a
Melissa,
scam.
Yeah. Melissa.com, $396 plus shipping.
They're not going to kick in.
No, you got to pay for that.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts should start selling those.
Right, yeah. Yes,
it'd be better. That's a fun.
They're in the popcorn.
Scouts, Brett.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
All right, the lesbians
of America.
I don't care.
Pineapple Scouts of America. Yeah.
Wow, that would be a double win. So sweet. And
sweet and tangy on the inside. I like myself a Scouts middle.
Yeah, pick it up in your Subaru.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep, you can have those in there now, too.
I've got one radio video.
Okay.
It's a golf cart crashing compilation, but with the CBS Masters music in the background.
Oh, that's beautiful. A tradition like no other.
Are we near the anniversary of you throwing Megan out of the car?
Oh, that was years ago. Oh. That was May. Yeah, you're right. Somewhere in May. Oh, my God. That first one does a full 360. Oh, this guy's trying to play a little polo, and he falls out of the cart. One jump to the next. That was Brady. I'm pretty sure that was you. This guy's going 100 miles an hour. Oh, he's lost control. He's in the lake. And here we go down beautiful Azalea. Tiger Woods in his cart.
Whoa,
catching
nice air.
Good amount of air. The cart survived it. Oh, that was...
So
that guy did a nice
power
move there. Yeah.
Wow. He picked it up.
He did it. He rolled it over, then picked it up. Oh, jumping off the cart into the lake was beautiful. Oh, guy taking a pee gets hit by a cart. Jumping out of the sand trap.
I thought you said they had governors on them. These ones are going
some
fast.
Do. They do now, and this is why. Because idiots like this were doing stuff like donuts and things. That's beautiful.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here with Idiots on a Golf Course.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Before we get to Brett's, I have a couple that were sent in by listeners.
Okay.
Did you see the guy wants to know if you saw this because you like the drone shows? The Angel Stadium drone show on May the 4th.
Oh, no. Bunch of purple. Oh, it's the May 4th. Oh, my God. They did Star Wars stuff in the sky with drones. There's Princess Leia shooting her gun. That's awesome. This is the greatest thing I've ever looked at. Check it out, Davis. The future.
Yeah. I wonder how long it took.
You're seeing it right now.
No, that's sped up. Look at the people in the background.
That's
moving.
Sped up?
Yeah, they're moving really fast.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So
to get
process,
from one thing to the next. I don't care. I'm not going to be a stickler or try to make this.
No, I was just curious to see real time. It's still amazing.
Oh. There's a TIE fighter. There's a bunch of TIE fighters. Oh, and there's Vader's guys and the TIE fighters shooting them. Bring me that Death Star. Take it down, Luke. 2 meter hole.
Stay on target.
Rally.
Put the rally monkey
that
in the helmet.
That was the neatest thing I've ever seen, and I wasn't there.
More baseball here at the Astros.
Hold on. Time out. To my friends over at the billboard companies, thanks. It's been fun. See ya. You guys better get on this drone thing. Toot sweet.
Greg Wilson's going to be losing his mind now.
Yeah. If Wilson, get on that, man. We got a friend who works in that stuff. If you're not thinking about drone advertising at this point, you might as well be selling me a rock with my name on it. You guys are as useful right now as the kid in the beach that's writing on rice. If this exists, wow.
So this is a batting practice at the Astros game recently. Watch the girl on the lower right there.
Uh-oh. We got ourselves a BP home run heading in. Oh! Right off the pineapple.
That's a broken eye
socket. Oh, man. Oh, no. Forehead. Looks like it cracked her skull. Cracked her. Might have split her all the way across.
Dude's on the phone.
Oh, she needs New Vision Auto Glass for her face.
And then the last one's just for you, John.
Okay.
Guy says, make sure you're wearing protective eye gear when you're landscaping.
See, weed eating. Oh, a nail shot up from the weed eater right into his eyeball. God damn it.
There you go.
Ah! Oh, man. It's a screw. It's a Phillips head screw. Oh, man.
Weed whacking and it just kicked up the screw.
Move on.
That's it.
Right, he looked like he was wearing pretty good. Man, that thing hit.
He had the beekeeper
the bingo
out
bingo button.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, man, the whole thing drove right in. Had to be eyeball stuff. All right, Brett, go ahead.
All right, I'm light, but we'll...
My eyes. I can't see that stuff. I don't want to. By the way, my friend took a picture of a lady. I don't know if it was him he took the picture, but of the woman, and I sent it to you guys yesterday, and she's shading her eyes from the sun, and it says on her sign, blind, please help, I can't see you.
Because of the sun.
Well, right, you just turn the other way. You're not blind, you're just staring into the...
I don't know how.
Well, she wasn't lying.
Well, I don't know how mobile you thought she was. She looked pretty immobile in a chair.
The wheels move. She's as mobile as anyone else in a chair.
I don't think she's moving those wheels at all.
I think those wheels will move on their own. Her feet are touching the ground. Blind, please help. I can't see you. She's shading her eyes. And she's got sunglasses.
Well, brightness gets them, doesn't it? Some of them. Because Mender could.
Then she could see you giving her change. Maybe, she could shape you. Maybe. She could. She'd know what that looks like.
But Mender was affected by brightness.
Right, and he wasn't 100% blind. He could see me. If you're shading your eyes.
What about your old intern, Jason?
Jason had no eyeballs. Once did Jason put his hand up like, geez, bright out. Like, nope. We encouraged Jason to wear those eclipse glasses. Please, I can't
so
even.
So you don't even see the shadow behind him?
There's no chance I can even peer through the darkest. Just can we just put two patches?
Spray paint the lenses black.
Yeah, just can I paint sunglasses on your face so it never looks like those are actual? The stuff going on behind that dude's little growths and those two little that were like needles underneath the skin that were just constantly dancing around trying to escape. That real thin pot sticker pink skin that grew where his eye used to be, and two little orb dots that were just dancing around in there.
Hey, John.
Go put your glasses on.
Hey, I want to come in and ask you a couple questions.
No!
How come everybody says I need to wear...
Jim Sharp, credit to him. Jason, you got to wear your glasses out in public.
Why?
You're grotesque.
You have crab eyes.
You're grotesque to look at, that's how.
Is that real?
I know you don't know it, but yes. Oh, Jason, facing the wrong way at the live concert. My favorite thing I've ever seen in my life. He and his blind girlfriend facing the wrong direction at a concert.
Oh, I wish they had iPhones then.
iPhones, I get it.
I wish I just had eyes.
I knew way too much about Jason.
I had cancer when I was a baby.
Oh, that's terrible. They took my eyes. I'm like, wow, what a horrible doctor. Just glad you have your eye.
Yeah. Also, the chemotherapy stunted my growth, so my penis will never be more than an inch and a half long.
Great. Thanks for that. That's a lot of information.
No awe there?
No, it was just, at that point, I was still absorbing the eye information. I had just learned he had cancer. I didn't know it shrunk his dick down to never grow. And I stole money from him. All right, we'll get into that another time. Brett, go ahead.
All right, we'll just start off with a nice hit in rugby.
Here we go. Rugby hits her. He speared him head to face. That's a dead person. No, you can't. That's illegal. That is an illegal hit. Is that girl rugby? There's girls on there.
Kind of looked like it, yeah.
That's girl rugby. No wonder. Wow. No wonder it went so sideways. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's what I've always said. You get too many in a room, they can't get along.
There's a real gangster out there right now.
Oh, man.
Showing his stuff.
All right. He's got an AR-15. Oh!
My head!
He got hit in the head with whatever he blew up with his AR-15.
Don't look at it. It's okay.
Oh, my God! did it bounce back? What? Blew up and hit him?
I think just strap.
Tannerite or that Tannerite out there.
Yeah. That's part of it.
We'll go with this one first.
He's got choices. Brett's previewed all of them.
I can't figure out if, you know, the scalping's a good one to go with first.
Jesus, there's a lady, man who's been scalped. Just his scalp. I mean, he's not alive in a car accident. But his
mashed up.
It's all skull. It's the whitest skull you can get. It tore off the whole head. Oh, my goodness. Brett. Look at that. The whole body's fine. The car's the worst car accident I've ever seen, and just his scalp came off like he was hit by 1800s Indians. maybe he hit a wagon or something.
And we'll just do a little fanfare here.
All right.
Guy's celebrating a win.
Oh, he's got some smoke in the middle of a road. It just blew up in his hand. He's at a stadium, right?
He'll roll him with it.
Is this a Chiefs celebration? There's a guy on the ground.
The chewed meat here in a second.
Oh, there's a guy sitting on the ground that just watched his hand blow up. That's no good. Oh, there's another angle. What are we celebrating here? Oh, look at that. Jason PR Paul moment. There's his finger. Oh, they...
There it is. There you go.
Oh,
his hand is ground beef with fingernails on it. He looks like me.
I'll do her again.
With a better nose. I get it. What blew up? He just looks like he's got a smoke canister.
Yeah, I don't know what he's got in his hand.
Roman candle, maybe, something?
That thing. Just. He doesn't even react. It blows up right in his hand. He keeps walking.
Got to save face.
Yeah, you got to act like that was part of it.
Oh, I meant to do that, bro.
Holy cow.
I'd like to see the finished product. Like, how much would they be able to put it together?
He's got to have a club.
So put his hand back on?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hook, man. There's nothing of it. The doctor's not going in there. I'll be here all weekend. I'm giving you a hook. No doctor wants to try to sew that together. Just get a new quilt. It's amazing what they're doing with new hands and those phony. I'd rather have a phony new one than sewing that mess back together. Anyway, well, there you go. It's 8:32. That's your Brady report. And stop with my nose. And sorry, Billboard people who are emailing me. There's other people in the Billboard industry right now not happy. But it's not my fault. Drones are going to kick your ass. Those are neater than billboards. Better put it together. Come up with new ideas because some picture of Eric Bryan standing next to an AC unit isn't going to fly anymore when he can float around my sky. What do you think Eric's going to pay for? The good one. There you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98.
It's out of control now.